Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chav Ches. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we will try to finish Maseches Krisus. We're holding on daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. At just a couple of lines before the Mishnah, we came just short of the Mishnah. So what we're going to discuss today, after we finish up the last piece before the Mishnah, is the Mishnah is going to... today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah is going to discuss designating money to buy one kind of animal and then using it to buy a totally different kind of animal and whether that works or not. The Gemara is going to discuss how we know that money designated for one... level of carbon can be used for a different level of carbon if your financial situation changes and you're high of a carbon all of your rate. So you designated money when you were rich to buy an animal and now you're poorer and you want to use some of that money to buy flour and use the rest of the money for yourself, or vice versa. How do we know that that works? So we're going to quote the sources for that idea. Then we're going to have a machlokas whether balei chayim are nidachim. Can balei chayim reach a point where they are dachoy, where they're totally rejected for any future possible use as a carbon? And that's going to come up in the context of a rich person being mafresh a carbon ani and then becoming poor. That whether we say that because at the time that he was mafresh the carbon ani, he was rich, so it is nidche, and therefore even though he subsequently became poor, he's not able to use that carbon. Then the Gemara is going to discuss at which point birds can be designated. When you bring a kan of birds, at which point you can designate one as an ola and one as a chatas. Rav Chisda is going to suggest that it's only at two particular points, when you buy it or when the kohen is makrivit, and we're going to try to bring two rayas against Rav Chisda's shita. The Gemara is then going to discuss an usher bringing a carbon ani and vice versa, both in the context of a mitzora and in the context of someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tameh. Does it work at least b'diavad if an asher brings a korban ani or an ani brings a korban asher? Then the last mission the Masechta is going to discuss three different pairs of things and which one is better of the pair. You have kvasim v'izim, that's why it comes up here. Kvasim and izim, the Torah tells us sometimes you have an option to bring kevas v'ez, so which one is better? Or you have av v'eim, kibur av and kibur eim, which one is better? Or you have aviv v'rabo, which one is better? And then the Masechta is going to conclude with a brisa that discusses four different times that the Azara cried out about particular people, and we're going to identify what the Azara said and what was wrong or right about these people that the Azara had to scream out about them. So let's start with just a couple of lines right before the Mishnah, and we're just translating or understanding a phrase that the previous brisa had used. My lo ma'al v'lo kibur. What does the brisa mean when it says lo ma'al v'lo kiper? Tirgum Rav Shmuel bar Simi kamei de Rav Papa hachi ka'amar. What the brisa means to say is as follows: someone who's mafresh a behema for one chet and b'shogeg he brings that behema for a different chet. He accidentally forgot that he was mafresh this behema for avera A and he brought this behema instead for avera B. Kiven de lo matzi ma'il, since he's not able to commit mi'ila on that behema because a balchai has kedusha that's everlasting. It can never be yotzei l'chulin unless it develops a mum. Balchai, that's a tam, can never be yotzei l'chulin. So you can't commit mi'ilanit kippurin amila mechaper. Therefore, if you're makrivit for a different aveira, it's also not going to be mechaper for that different aveira. So hold the kach. Since that's true, that b'shogeg, even though you already brought it for a different aveira, it's not going to provide kapara. So therefore, lo matzi mishani b'meiz. You're not able to be mishana it and bring it for a different aveira. Aval ma'os. But going back to the discussion we were having yesterday, what if you only designated money to buy a particular type of carbon? Well, kivin di mishani ma'il, since certainly if you were to use that money for something else, you can commit mi'ila with the money. Money doesn't have kedush saguf. Money can be yotzei l'chulin u'maisi carbon mi'ila, and you'd have to bring a carbon mi'ila for that violation. Same abutchilinami maisi. It could be that even b'mezid, you could change that money and use it for a different avera. So kamash malan. That's why the Bryce has to tell me not so, that we dash them from the pasuk al chataso. They have to. You have to be mafresh the carbon. korban l'shem the chet that you're being makrivit for. And therefore, if you were mafresh the money for a particular avera, you're not allowed to be yotze with that money, korban for a different avera. Period. That's the end of yesterday's discussion. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss mevi'in mehektash kisba si'ira. Umehektash si'ira kisba. Person's chayav korban chatos. So he has a choice, kisba or si'ira. So he designates money to bring a kisba, and then he changes his mind. He uses instead to buy a si'ira. Okay, that works. He could do that, or vice versa. Mehektish kisba si'ira tarna b'nei yona. What if he's chayav korban al viyored and he designated money to buy a kisba si'ira? Now he's poorer. He wants to bring tarna b'nei yona with some of that money. That's fine. Or mehektish tarna b'nei yona asira se'efa. If he was bringing a korban dalus of a moderately poor person, he designated money for a bird korban, and then he became dalei dalus. He became extremely poor. He can use that money to buy asira se'efa. Ketzad hifrish l'kisba l'si'ira v'hani yavi of. If he designated money to buy kisba l'si'ira, and then he became poor, so he could bring an of. Hani yavi asira se'efa. He becomes even poorer. He could then bring asira se'efa. Hifrish asira se'efa. If he designated money for asira se'efa, hashir, and then he became wealthier, yavi of. So then he could use that money and add some more to it to bring carbon of. Hashir. If he becomes even wealthier, yavi kisba l'si'ira. Add some more money to that money that's already there, and bring a kisba v'si'ira. So says Gemara, minani mili. How do I know these dinim? That the same for the same avera, you could change the money and bring a different min for the same avera, whether it's from a kisba to si'ira, or from kisba si'ira to b'nayona, b'nayona to flour, or all the way up the ladder in the other direction. Ditan Rabban. The Brisa Darshan says follows. The pasuk says, by an usher that's makrav a behema for a carbon olive yard, it says mechataso. Then the pasuk again says, when a person is makrav an oaf by an olive yard, mechataso. And then the pasuk says, in the context of a person being mafresh asira se'efa for a carbon mincha by an olive yard, al chataso. So mata malomar, what's the pasuk teaching me by mechataso, mechataso, and al chataso? So minayin atomer shemvin mehektish kispa si'iro umehektish si'iro kispa. How do I know that you're allowed to switch from a kispa to a si'iro, si'iro to a kispa? Umehektish kispa v'si'iro tarim b'nei yono, umehektish tarim b'nei yono si'iro se'efa, or to switch from a kispa si'iro to tarim b'nei yono, or from tarim b'nei yono to flour. So ketzad, when would we say such a din that you can do such a thing? Hifresh the kispa si'iro ha'ani yavi of. You designated money for kisba sira, then became poorer, so you bring a carbon off. Ha'ani, even poorer, yavi asira se'efa. Hifrish asira se'efa, or someone designated money for asira se'efa because he was very poor. The ha'ashir, and then he became richer, yavi of. Ha'ashir became even richer, yavi kisba si'ira. Hifrish kisba si'ira v'nista avu. If a person designated money for kisba si'ira to bring carbon chatos, and then they developed a mum, and they became possible to be brought in the mizbeach, so the halach is you have to be pulled to them and use the money to buy another animal for a carbon. But right now, let's say he became poor and he's no longer chayiv in bringing a behema. Imratzi yavi b'demeh of. You could use some of the money to bring a carbon of, and the rest of the money will be chulin. Hifrish of v'nista'if. If he buys an of for his carbon, and then the of develops a mum. Wait a second. By of, there's no psul of bal mum. Oath is only a psul of mechusar ever. That must be what it means. Vinistaev means that the oath became a mechusar ever, because there is no psul of balmum by an oath. Lo yavi bedam of asiru se'efer. You're not allowed to use the money that you get to buy an asiru se'efer, shein lo of pidyon, because there's also no din of pidyon kachim by an oath. Pidyon kachim is only by a behema. So there is no pidyon when it has a mum, or even when it has a mechusar ever by an oath. L'chein emar, and that's why to teach us these dinim that we just said in this bright, that's why the pasuk says mechataso and al chataso. Mechataso, that it says by behema, sounds that there's something else that you could bring from some of this money. Meaning, if you have money designated for the behema, and then a person becomes poorer, he can use some of the money to bring a carbon oaf in its place. And the same with the mechataso, that it says by an oaf, you could use some of that money to bring a carbon dale dalos, to bring a sirus eifa, and al chataso, and the Hasirus Seifa means you can add to the money that you had designated for the Hasirus Seifa to upgrade to an oaf or to a behema. Well, why does it have to say mechataso both by a behema and by an oaf? Meaning, I get it that if you designate money for a richer carbon, you're allowed to use some of that money for a poorer carbon. Why does it have to tell me in both contexts? So the ikas of krav gabe hegdish kisvo si'ira, if it only were to said in the context of a behema, hava mina hifresh kisvo kimani mehalin ma'os, kimeani mehalin ma'os ne'alin nachlinu na'lof, that when a person becomes poor, he can use some of the behema designated money for an oaf. The nicey oaf, the kisvo of an oaf, tarvayu mina damninu, because at least a behema and an oaf are similar enough to each other, because they're both mina damim, they're both blood karbanos. Aval siru sefet, hava mina but I would have thought that if you designated money for an oaf and then became even poorer, that you're not allowed to use some of that money for asiru se'efa, because that's a totally different type of carbon. It's not even at all in the same world as oaf. Oaf is a blood carbon. Asiru se'efa is just a mincha. So I would have thought that you can't do it. That's why the Torah has to say mechataso in the context of oaf as well. I would have thought you have to bring a Asiru Seifa from your own home, and the money you had designated for the carbon oaf, you have to, it will go linadava. So like the dinim of Mosar Chatos, that's why it has to say mechataso by oaf lemeimra to mehegdash oaf. Now you might see Asiru Seifa, that even what you have, even though you designated the money originally for an oaf, you're allowed to bring a Asiru Seifa. And the Torah has to tell me al chataso by asiru seifa, that you could add to money originally designated for a flour carbon if your financial situation has improved, to bring instead an oaf or a behema. V'achi kamar ki mafresh asiru seifa v'ad maisi ha'ashir nosaf alein v'naisi oaf ha'ashir nosaf alein v'naisi kisvo si'ira. Al chataso teaches that you can upgrade. Use the money you designated for the lower level carbon, add to it, and upgrade. U'may time exiv al chataso gabi asiru seifa. Why does it say al chataso by asiru seifa? The same din could have been learned if it would have said al chataso by oaf, because there's what to upgrade from an oaf also. And if it would have said al chataso by oaf, I would have known if I designate money for an oaf, I can and then I become richer, I can add more money and bring a behema, and then obviously the same would be true from asiru seifa to oaf. Why does it dafka say it by asiru seifa and not by oaf? Diksiv al chataso gabe oaf, because if it only would have said it by oaf, if it would have said it by oaf rather than by mincha, hava amina ki mafresh ma'os l'kino ha'ashir hu demos v'alei namaisi kisvo si'ira, that yes, you can upgrade from oaf to behema using some of the same money, to travay amina dam ninu, because at least they're both blood karbanos. Aval hifresh ma'os l'asiru se'efa v'ha'ashir, but I would have thought that if you had designated money for a karban mincha and then became wealthier, ilo ha'ashir tuva, and you didn't become, if you didn't become super wealthy, meaning you're only supposed to bring an oaf, nicey oaf, you bring an oaf from your house, the Mesher Tuva, nicey kisvo sira, and if you became really wealthy, bring a kisvo sira from your house, and I would think that the money that you designated goes linadava, because it was originally designated for a flower carbon, not for a blood carbon. That's why the pasuk says, by the chatas of Nola Vyored, ba ashirus ubedalus mechataso, and gabe dale dalus al chataso, limidish kadamrinan. That's why it says mechataso, both in the carbon of behema and the carbon of bnei yona, of torim bnei yona, and al chataso dafka by the asiru seifa, so we can make all of these limudim that you can go in all directions up and down using the same money. Good, that's the discussion of the source for the halachos in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person is chayv carbon olav yored and he's wealthy, but he's mafresh an oaf, and then he becomes poor. Can he now use that oaf that he was mafresh when he wasn't supposed to be mafresh? If he was wealthy, he should have been mafresh a behema. But now, you know, the Gemara Bava Basra says that if a person walks around faking a limp, so eventually he'll have a limp. That a person is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person tries to act in a certain way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that eventually he's in that situation. So you have a rich guy, he decides, he's going to be mafresh a carbon ani. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you paskind on yourself. So now the guy becomes an ani. Can he use the carbon that he designated when he was a rich guy? So Amar Rav Elazar Rosh Yom Mitame Mikdash, if a person is Mitame Mikdash, it's just an example of someone who's chayiv a carbon olav yored, it could have said Hashma'as Kol, Shvos Ha'edus, right? That's also olav yored. Tosfos in Maseches Yuma says it picks the example of Mitame Mikdash because it's the most common of all the olav yoreds. I guess, I don't know, we have not yet been zochah to live in a time where we have a Mikdash, where we understand what would be more common or less common. So Ashir Shifrish Khan. So he's a Mitame Mikdash Ashir, and he designates birds for his garban. Likiv Zaso, in place of a keves that he should have designated. Ha'ani, and then he became poor. Ha'ol V'nidcha Yidacha. Since at the time that he designated those birds for his garban, they were not ro'i to be brought as a garban, so they are rejected. Even though right now, they're ro'i to be brought on the Mizbech, he cannot be makr of them. Amru V'nidcha Yidacha Shema Min HaFas. Wow, we see three halachos from this one statement. Shema Min HaBalichayim Nidachim. You see that even a balchai that's kadosh can become nidcha, can become pasul akrava. It's not only after a korban is shechted that it becomes nidcha, it's even when it's alive. So that's one. Second, we see ukedushas damim nidcha, that even though it was never destined to go on the mizbeach, because at the time that he was makdishit, it was the wrong korban for him, it would only have kedushas damim, it could also be nidcha. And also we see v'dichu meikara havidichu. This wasn't the case of something that was nira v'nidcha, that was once ratwe and then was nidcha. No, it was dachim meikara. It was never ratwe to begin with, and therefore it's we see that dichu meikara is also called dichu, which is a bigger chiddush. That which is once nira and then rejected is more obviously going to be nidcha on a permanent level, whereas that which we never had the opportunity, was never nira, is less is a greater chiddush to say that it would be nidcha permanently. So says Gemara Masav Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So Rav Ukva Bar Chama asked Rav Oshia, you say that Balei Chaim could be nidcha. What about the following brisa? Hamafresh nekeva lepischa called him a Pesach. Person designates a female animal for his carbon Pesach. Problem is, he can't bring a female as a carbon Pesach. So tirat shitzayv, let it graze until it develops a mum. V'timacher, then sell it v'yavi b'tameh Pesach and use the money to buy a real carbon Pesach. Yolda zacher, what if that nekeva gave birth to a male offspring? So yira achistayv, that male offspring has to graze until it develops a mum v'yimacher v'yavi b'tameh Pesach and you sell it and use the money to buy a carbon Pesach, even though it's male, because its kedusha comes from the kedusha d'chuya of its mother. Its mother was not roy for a carbon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, who atzmo yikra Pesach? Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says the male offspring, that could be used as a Pesach, because even though its kedusha comes from the mother, which was not Reila Krava, there's no dichoy by Balei Chayim. And therefore, you don't say just because it was rejected, it remains rejected. That kedusha can still turn into something that's usable. No dichoy by Balei Chayim. Shema mina, Balei Chayim en nidachim. So isn't that against what Rav Hoshia said, that Balei Chayim are nidachim? Shittin Betzah says, well, the answer is obvious, no? The Tanakhama said, Balei Chayim are nidachim. It's only Rabbi Shimon that says that Balei Chayim are not nidachim. We just had a machlokas about what you do with that male offspring. So Shimon Betzah raises the question, what the havamina of the Gemara is to ask from such a brisa. Anyway, the Gemara answers, Ami Dibere Boshia, Ki Aminan L'Rabbanan. When we say that Balei Chayim are nidachim, we're talking within the Shita of the Rabbanan, not the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon Sfirile Balei Chayim are nidachim, and Rabbi Shimon holds two things. He holds Balei Chayim are nidachim, and unrelated somewhat, he holds Grala Einema Keves, that when it comes to the Shnei Seirim of Yom HaKippurim and you want to know which one is the Chatos and which one is Lazazel, so you do a Hagrala to determine that Hagrala is not Ma'akev. If you just use one as the Seir Lashem and one as the Seir Lazazel without doing a whole Goral, that also works. Titania, where do we know Rabbi Shimon holds these two Shitos? Mesech and Mehen, he discusses what if after the Goral one of these Seirim die, so maybe Chaveru, you could bring the other one in place of the one that died Shaloba Hagrala without Hagrala. Div Rabbi Shimon Almuk Sever Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim. So you see, first of all, that he holds Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim. That's why you only have to bring one more in place of the dead one, and you don't. And but the second surviving one from the first set is not possible. You could still use it. Aye, but when its partner died, it was Nidcha. Yeah, but Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim. Get it a new partner, and now you can use it. So you see from there that Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim. and Vagrala in Ma'akeves. And you'll see that Agrala is not Ma'akev, because the new replacement never had Agrala done on it. The surviving one from the first pair that you're still going to use, that had Agrala on it. But the new one that's replacing the dead one never had Agrala, and you're still using it. You're not doing a new Agrala. So you see both of these shitos of Rabbi Shimon from that one halacha. Good. Next topic. At what point, when you bring a kan of birds, so one of them is a chatos, one of them is an ola, at what point is it determined which one is a chatos and which one is an ola? Amrav chista, eina kin misparshos ela I bilakichas bailim, I basiyas kavin. There are only 2 points in time where you can make that designation. When you buy it, or when the kohen actually does the avoda with it. But any time in between, the designation won't mean anything. To say, oh, I'll use this for a chatos, that for an ola, doesn't mean anything any time in between. Amar Rav Sivra Rashi, my time is Rav Chista. Where does Rav Chista get such a din? The pasuk says, V'lacha shtei sorim. It says you buy shtei sorim, v'shnei b'nei yona, echad ola v'echad chatos. So from the fact that in the context of v'lacha, it says echad ola v'echad chatos, we see at the shas l'kicha, you could determine one is an ola, one is a chatos. And the pasuk also says, v'asa HaKohen, and the pasuk continues, Esa Echad Chatos Vesa Echad Ola, that the SES HaKohen can also determine that one of them is a Chatos, one of them is an Ola. So, Obil Kichz Bailim, Oba SES Kohen. So you see that those are the two key moments. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Chista's Chiddush twice. Challenge number one, Meisvei. We have a brayse that discusses the avodah of Yom Kippurim, and it discusses that you take the seir asher ola alav agor laHashem ve'asahu chatos. So it sounds that the gor laHashem is what caused it to be labeled as the chatos and not as the seir lazazel. So hagorol osayu chatos ve'nashem osayu chatos. Only a gorol can determine what this seir is for, and not a kriyas shem. If you didn't do agrala, you just said, oh, let this one be the chatos, let that one be lazazel. So that's no good. Ve'in kohen osa chatos, and a kohen who's makrav of the seir for a chatos also wouldn't do the trick, because sheyachal I might have thought fellow dinu umah b'makom shelo kidesh agorel kidesh hashem by other karbanos, not the shnei seirim of Yom Kippurim where there is no din of gorel, and just calling it something is what gives it its kedusha, is what gives it its identity. So makom sheikadesh agorel ain't a din sheikadesh hashem. So I would think when it comes to the seirim of Yom Kippurim, where even a gorel can give it its identity, that for sure the classic way of giving the carbon its identity would work by just being koreshem. Tamalomer v'asol chatos. That's why the pasuk says v'asol chatos. Hagorel osayu chatos v'nashem osayu chatos. Gzeres hakasuv that by the shnei seirim of Yom Kippurim, it's only the gorel that can give it its shame. So, but the comparison that we're making, katani shame dumya de gorel. We're comparing other carbonos. Kriya Shem and the Goral of Yom Kippurim by the Shnei Seirim. Well, Ma Goral Labul Kichav Labasiya. When are you doing that Goral? It's after you've already purchased the Karbanos and before you're actually doing the Avodah with the Karbanos. It's that in that in-between time. So, and by the fact that we're comparing the Goral to Kriya Shem, so Af Hashem Nami Labul Kichav Labasiya. Doesn't that therefore indicate that Kriya Shem is going to work on other Karbanos in that in-between time, not at the Shas Lekicha and not at the Shas Asiya? So Amar Rav, Rav says, no, hachika Amar. You're misreading the Braisa. The Braisa means to say as follows. Uma b'makom shelo kiddush agorel b'lekicha sabaylum uba asiya sakohen kiddush Hashem by other karbanos, where even if you did a gorel when you bought it, even if you did a gorel at the Shas Avoda, it wouldn't do anything. And yet calling it a shame dafka at those two times, either b'shas Lekicha or b'shas Asiya, would do the trick. Ibilikichas Bailim Ibasias Kohen. Kriyas Shem would work either at the time of Lekichas Bailim or at the time of Asias Kohen. So Khan, by the Seer Chatas Yom Kippurim, Sheikadisha Goral, where the Goral works even Shalobilikicha, Vishaloba Asiya. The Goral works in that in between time. Say Nadin Sheikadisha Shem, Ibilikicha Ibasiya. So at least the being Mekadish with Shem should work at least at the time of Lekicha, at the time of Asiya, like it does by every other carbon. Tamalomer vasol chatos, gorol osay chatos, vein Hashem osay chatos. That's what the Braisa is telling me. From the pasuk, we see that by this shnei seirim, only gorol works, not the classic kriya shem. But classic kriya shem has to dafka be, like Rav Chista said, either at the shas lekicha or at the shas asiya. So now the Gemara tries challenge number two to Rav Chista. Meisvei, we have another Braisa. B'tamei mikdashani, a person who enters the mikdash when he's tamei b'shogeg and he's poor, so he's going to have to bring a bird carbon. So he designates money for his kan. And then then veheshir. He becomes wealthier, so now he's got to bring a kisva lechatas. V'achar kach omar elu lechatasi. And then he says about some of the money that he brought, some of the money that I had designated previously should be for my chatas, ve'elu la'olasi. And some should be for my carbonola. But he's making a big mistake, because now that he's a rich guy and he's got to bring a kisva osi'ira, there is no chatas ve'ola. That's only when you bring shnei sarim that there's a chatas ve'ola. So he says elu chatas ve'olasi. Most of them maybe chavaso midmei chataso, ve'in most of them maybe chavaso midmei olaso. So he can add extra money from home and buy a kisva using some of the money that he had designated the chataso plus the money he brings from home, but the money that he designated olaso that he can't use to bring a carbon chatas. So because he was ready koveya it as an ola. But wait a second, apparently we are labeling this money as either chatas money or ola money, but it's not b'shas l'kicha and it's not b'shas asiya. So how can it get a label that sticks if it's not b'shas asiya and not b'shas l'kicha? Is not against Rav Chista, some Rav Sheshes, Fetizma, Masnisa, Matkanti? Wait, you think that brisa that you're quoting doesn't need fixing up anyway? The Katani, Pasuk says, the brisa says, that after he became wealthy, he said, this money should go to the chatos and this for the ola. And that's how we were koveya. A person who's tamei that enters the mikdash b'shogeg and he's chayv a carbon olah v'yorid and he's rich, so he's chayv a behema, but he decides he's bringing ofos, which is a carbon ani, he's not yotzei his chiyuv. So since when he was an asher, he's not roi for a carbon ani, he can't be koveya the money that they should work for a carbon ani. So the brisa as is doesn't make any sense. Elamayis lech lemeimer, what do you have to say is going on in the brisa that he first became rich and then said that he first became rich and then said elul chatas ve'elul, but rather shekvar omer mishas haniyaso. He had designated the money while he was poor, and while he was poor he said this is the chatas, this is the ola, and then he became rich, and that's what the Brice is talking about. So the money that he designated for the chatas he could still use for his chatas, he just has to add some more to it so he could buy an animal, and the money that he used for his ola cannot be used for his chatas. So once we're changing the Brice anyway, hachinami shekvar omer mishas hafrashas. So we could say that the case must be that he said this, when did he make this designation? At the time that he was originally mafreshed, when he was mafresh the money for the karban. And that's shas l'kichaso. So that works. You can designate things b'shas l'kichaso, exactly like Rav Chista said. So we're able to fix the brisa since we're fixing it anyway. Says Mara l'Rabbi Chaga Amar Rabbi Shaya to Amar Yatsa Mayik l'Neymar. But what if you hold like Rabbi Chaga Amar Rabbi Shaya that an usher that brings a karban is Yotzei, so you don't have to fix the Brisa. Meaning, the only reason we were allowed to fix the Brisa to say that it was Shas L'Kicha was because we were fixing the Brisa anyway, because it doesn't make sense that he's able to designate some of the money as Chata, some as Nola, after he's ready to become rich. What if you hold he can? What if you hold that a rich person who designates some as a chata, some as an ola, wants to bring birds, that he's actually yotzei? Then you don't have to fix the Brisa anyway, and therefore we can't implement our fix to the Brisa. So Tani, v'achar kach lokach v'amar. So the Gemara says, still change the brisa and say that afterwards he buys a bird with the money and he says what carbon it's going to go for, either for a chatos or an ola. That if he says that the oaf that it's going to be for the ola, the money that he didn't buy a bird with is then nikva l'shem chatos, and he can then add to that money and buy a proper animal for his carbon. So now the Gemara is just going to focus a little bit on Rabbi Chaga Amar Rabbi Shaya, because that was a great chiddush, that here you have a rich person decides he's bringing a karban ani, and Rav Chaga Amar Rav Shaya says he's yotzei, that works. So they ask on that. The Mishnah says in Maseches Negoyim, Mitzora ani shevi karban ashir. If a mitzora ani brings a karban of a mitzora ashir, yotza, that he's yotzei. Asher shevi karban ani lo yotza. So tiyufta de Rabbi Chaga Amar Rav Shaya, isn't that a tiyufta Rabbi Chaga Amar Rav Shaya? Because the Mishnah says that a rich mitzora is not yotze with the carbon of a poor mitzora. So a carbon of a rich nichnas l'mikdash b'tuma should not be yotze with a poor man's carbon. So Amalach, no, shiny gav mitzora demiyat rachman zos. No, there's a special pasuk that tells me by mitzora that it's not going to work. It says zos tiyataras ha mitzora, that the kapara has to be exactly as delineated in the pasuk, and that's why it's dafka din by mitzora, but not by other karbanos. Well, ihachi afilu mitzora ninami shehevi karban ashir lo yatsa. Well, if it has to be exactly as it says in the pasuk, then even a mitzora ani that brings a karban ashir shouldn't be yotzei. But the brisa says that he is yotzei. The mishnah says in the nedayim that he is yotzei. So lihadrikra toras. Yeah, it's because there's another word in the pasuk. The pasuk says Toras Hamitzora, and that's a more expansive, inclusive word, and therefore from the word Toras we learn that even if you adjust the carbon, you're still Yotze. So Vahatanya Toras Larabos Mitzora Ani Shevi Carbon Ashir Yatza Yachalafilu Ashevi Carbon Ani Yatza Tamalomar Zos. So we have these two words that sort of work against each other. Toras, which tells me you're Yotze even if you don't bring your prescribed carbon, and Zos that tells me that no, you got to only bring your prescribed carbon. So that's how the Mishnah came to that conclusion, that if you're an usher who tries to downgrade, that Zos, you can't do that. If you're an Ani who tries to upgrade, Toras, that you can do. So we apply each word in a different context. So, but that's Dafka by a Mitzora. So says Rabbi Chagam Rabbi Oshaya, that has nothing to do with a regular guy who's chayv a carbon olav yared. Regular carbon olav yared, you could downgrade and still be Yotze. Says, what do you mean? How does Torah normally work? If you have two similar parshios in the Torah, and the Torah is megala to me in one parsha what the halacha should be, don't we just apply a binyanav, mematzinu, that if you have it in that parsha, so we should apply it equally elsewhere in the Torah? V'leilev b'nei, can't we learn to a carbon olav yared from there? So amakra, imdalu ve'en yodam asagas, mitzoru da'ashir shevi carbon ani hu delo yatsa, av matayim mikdash ashir shevi carbon ani yatsa. No, he says, because the pasuk says by mitzora imdalu ve'en yodam asagas, from the word who we darshin that it's more specific just to that parsha of mitzora, that these halachos that we just derived from Zos and from Toras are specifically for the parsha of mitzora. But when it comes to anywhere else, when it comes to carbon olav yared, even if you bring the wrong level carbon, you're still going to be yotzei even if you downgraded. That's the sheet of Rav Chaga Om Rav Oshia. Okay, now the last mishnah in the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer kvasim kodmin asiizim bekal makom, that the Torah always says keves before it says eiz, whenever it says in the Torah. So I would think that when you have an option of a keves or an eiz, choose keves, because the Torah always puts the word first. So if a person says harei alai ola, and he has a keves and an eiz, he should bring a keves. Tamalomer. That's why the pasuk specifically says in the context of a carbon chatos, vim keves yavi carbonol lechatos melamit sheshneim shkulin. That it doesn't quote the key line in the pasuk. The pasuk first says vehevi carbonol siiras izim, and then only four pesukim later says vim keves yavi carbonol lechatos. First it says izim, and then it says four pesukim later im keves yavi carbonol. So from the fact that in that one place it listed out of order, so you see shneim shkulin. The Gemara has similar drashos that in other contexts, even the context that the Mishnah does not quote, right? The famous Rashi and Chumash about Moshe and Aaron, right? That Moshe is always before Aaron, but one place puts Aaron before Moshe. The lamed sheshkulin, that they're equal to each other. Now, it obviously doesn't mean that they're shkulin b'nevuah, because that would be apikorsis, because we believe that lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od, that there's no other navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're shkulin in sitkus, they're shkulin in fulfilling their life's mission and what they were supposed to do on this earth. Torum konu l'bnei yona b'kol makom. Whenever the Torah lists Torum and b'nei yona, Torum always comes first. So yachum m'pnei shehim uvchar mehen. I might think it's because Torum are better. Tamalomer uben yona otor l'chatos. That's why the pasuk says by the carbon of yoledes uben yona first and then tor l'chatos. M'lamit sheshneim shkulin. That teaches us that they are even. Ha'av kodem la'em b'kol makom. A father comes before a mother. In most of the places where it says av and aim in the Torah, it lists father first. You might think it lists father first because kibarav takes precedence over kibareim. Tamalomar ish imova aviv tira'o. That's why in one place it mentions mother before father, melamit sheshneim shkulin, to tell me that they're both the same. Kibarav is no more chashuv than kibareim is. Aval amru chachamim ha'av kodem la'im b'kal makom neshe shehu v'imo chayavim b'kvod aviv. If your parents are still married to each other and there's a need for the father and a need for the mother, the father comes first because the mother's also chayiv in the covenant of the father. There is a discussion in the Achronim over here. The Mishnah said two words that it didn't have to say. Omru Chachamim. Right, it could have just said Avla Av Kodim La'im Kol Makom Mreishu Huvi Imo Chayavim B'Kvar Aviv. This discussion in the Achronim is the Chiv of Kavod that an Isha has L'Baila a Chiv D'Araisa or a Chiv Midrabanan. So they use this Mishnah as an indication that it's a Chiv Midrabanan. There are other indications that perhaps it's a Chiv D'Araisa, but this Braisa is an indication L'Chara that it's a Chiv Midrabanan. Meaning the Raya that it's that would be D'Araisa is the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph that the Ben Almana Achas Asher Lazar, Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim, the Imo Omer Ashkeni Mayim, Ezimayim Kodem, which one should come first? So he said, Hanach Kvorim Chavasei Kvoravicha, because Atavimcha Chayavim Kvoravicha. So apparently he's asking on a Daraisa level, and he's telling him that you're both Chayiv, meaning Atavimcha Chayavim Kvoravicha sounds like you're both Chayiv on the same level. You're Chayiv in the cover of your father, your mother's Chayiv in the cover of your father, the same way you're Chayiv, and his Chayiv in the cover of his father is obviously Daraisa. So that's a slight indication that it's a Daraisa. Also, the Gemara Kiddushin tells us that an Isha is Chayavis B'Kivra, that an Isha is Chayavis B'Kivra V'Eim, Ish Ima V'Av Tiro, Tiro is Lashon Rabim, to include all kinds of children, female children as well. And but it says Ish, because Ish Sipek B'Yado, Tivim Mechabed Esorav. Isha ain't Sipek B'Yado. A married woman very often is unable to fulfill Kivra V'Eim, because Roshos Baila Aleha. So it sounds like we're darshaning Psukim, and yet we're still saying that Roshos Baila Aleha makes a difference in her Kivra V'Eim. So apparently, the kibbutz that she has for her husband is a din d'oraisa. But that sounds against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah makes it sound like it's a din midrabanan. So there's what to talk about on that topic. But let's try to finish Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan. Arba tzvacha tzvacha azara. There are four things that the azara cried out. Tzvacha chasotziu mikan b'nei Eli, chafni pinchas shetumah z'eichel. The azara cried out, get rid of chafni and pinchas, the sons of Eli. They're being metame the heichel. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells us that kol omer b'nei Eli chatu einu ala. You're mistaken if you think that they were sleeping with Nashim Nachrios in the Mikdash, which is what the Pasuk says that they were doing. No, they were just delaying their karbanos and making them come back to their husbands a day later, and that's ki'ilu they're mitame. Sounds like the Azara was screaming, they're being mitame the heichal. So that's a discussion. Some of the Achronim say, yeah, this is a marshasa, this is a machlokas between our Gemara and the Gemara, Masech Shabbos. Others say, no, just like the Pasuk spoke in extreme terminology, but it didn't really mean it. So to the Brises, doing the same thing. Tzvacha shnia, pischu sharmi yikarnis Yochanan ben Nidbai. Open up the gates, let Yochanan ben Nidbai, Talmido shal Pinkai, come in, v'imali kreisu mikatshe shemayim. Because he has this incredible ability to finish his portion, no matter how large the portion is, and that's really good when it comes to katshe shemayim. You don't want to have any nosar. So Amral ben Nidbai, shoyo ochel arba sa gozolos, bikinu aksuda. For dessert, he would have four sa of gozolos. There was never any nosar as long as he was around. Amru kal yamav loya nosar bazara. His entire life, there was never no sir in the Azara. Svacha shlishis, susham rashechem v'yikanes, Elishama ben Pikai, Talmido shal Pinchas, v'yishamish b'kuna gedola. That Elishama ben Pikai, the Talmud of Pinchas, is invited to serve as Kohen Gadol. Svacha revius, a fourth cry of the Azara, piskushar motziu yisacharish kfar barkai, shem mechabir atzim mevazakat sheshmaim. Get rid of yisacharish kfar barkai, because he's mechabir himself, but he's mevazakat sheshmaim. Mayav Avid, what did he do that was mechal kat sheshmaim? Havakarach shirai el yade. He would wrap cloth around his hands, vavavad avoda, and then do the avoda only with gloves on, only with cloth wrapped around his hands, as if the avoda was beneath his dignity to deal with directly. So that's mevaza kodshe shemayim. It's a discussion in Achronim. What can you and can't you do with gloves? Can a moel use gloves? Is that like avoda? Can you daven wearing gloves on? So the Bach writes, no, you're not allowed to daven wearing gloves on. The Achronim write, we're not talking if it's cold. If you're freezing, you could daven wearing gloves on. But if it's a covered thing, so my what happened to this man? So Yani Malkal Maksav Yasun Malka Amar Gadya Yai Malksa Amra Imra Yai. Husband and wife, Yana the king and the queen, were having a discussion. Which type of meat is better, Gadi or a Keves? So Amr Mishaili Sakhus Kfar Bakai, the Kohen Gadol of Kimle. Let's ask the guy who knows more about animals than anybody else, the Kohen Gadol. He's the one that's overseeing all these karbanos. So Shailu Amalahu Igadya Yasik Litmida. Well, if a Gadi was better, we would use that as a carbon. As a carbon tummit. So the queen is right. So while he was saying that, he made a dismissive gesture with his hand toward the king. He made such a gesture with his hand, cut off his right hand. So he bribed the guys who were paid, who were supposed to cut off his hand, to cut off his left hand instead. Shama Malka, the king, heard about that. No, he got to cut off his right hand. The avod is done by Yamin. That was going to be his kapara. So Amar Rav Yosef, Brich Rachmana, the Shakli, the Sachrish Kfar Barkai, Limitrafse. He got his just desserts. Amar Rav Ashi, Vilav, the Yisachrish Kfar Barkai didn't even know Mishnais. Titanan, Kavasim, Kodmin, Leizim, Bekol Makom, Yachim, Neshim, Ufcharim, Tamalomar, Vim Keves, Malami, Cheshneim, Shkul, and Kachas. Our Mishnah tells us that they're the same, that neither the king nor the queen was right. Ravina, Amar Afilim, Mikronami, Lokar. Apparently, he didn't even know Psukim, because it's Beferish in the Pasuk. Tichsiv, Im Kesev, Vim Eiz. From the fact that it doesn't distinguish between the Lashon of a Keves and the Lashon of Eiz, and introduces both of them with Im, you see that they're both Shavim. That's a very negative way to end the Masechta, so the Gemara adds in. Amr Rav Lazar Amr Chanin, Tamidecha Ram Shalom Balam, Tamidecha Mad Peace into the World. Shanam Rav Lachal Benayich, Limudi Hashem Rav Shalom Benayich, El Tigre Bonayich, El Bonayich. That it's not Bonayich, it's Bonayich, Tamidecha build up the world with the Shalom that they bring into the world. Hadin Lach Vevi Yashem, Sligla Masechta, Krisos, Mazel of everybody, and Bez Hashem tomorrow is Ni'ilah. Yeah.